Hello, this is Alex Lloyd, and welcome to category number 3 of the Success Codes. I can do the impossible, transforming beliefs. Wow, is this an important category. According to Dr. Bruce Lipton at Stanford Medical School, the stress that causes virtually all illness and disease, according to his research at Stanford, is caused 100% of the time by a wrong belief. And if we can heal that wrong belief, anything can heal. Even genetic illness and disease that's been handed down from generation to generation. You can literally do the impossible if you believe. We always do what we believe, 100% of the time. If you do something, it is because you believe something. Well, you may say, well, wait a minute, Lloyd, I do lots of things that I regret 5 minutes later that I did and that I don't believe are right. Well, I didn't say you believe it's right, but before you can do it, you have to have a belief, even if it's unconscious, that motivates you, inspires you to do that. Let me give you an example. A lot of people have trouble with food and drink, and I've had a problem all my life with Dr. Pepper, and people that are close friends of mine know that. Well, how many times have I drank a Dr. Pepper when I felt like I shouldn't? That I've had enough, I need to quit drinking so many, and I need to get back in balance and that sort of thing. And that's all true, but I have another belief that is, oh boy, but it's going to be so good, and I can start not having them tomorrow, okay? Well, that's a very simplistic example, but it's true with everything. You cannot do something that you don't have a belief somewhere that says it would be advantageous to you to do it. Now, that belief may very well be a lie. It may be based on destructive cellular memories that are not even yours. They're passed down through your generations. But we always 100% of the time do what we believe. So if you're doing something wrong, it's because you believe something wrong. So this category of the success codes is all about healing the destructive beliefs and infusing the good ones. Let me read through some of the unhealthy beliefs that plague our life. And by the way, you could live in this category. You could almost just work on this category and the good and bad beliefs from this category and never go anywhere else and have wonderful success. But some of the unhealthy beliefs, and you can read these in your manual, I'm unlovable, I'm insignificant, I'm flawed, I'm hopeless, I'm worthless, something bad is going to happen, something must change right now for me to be okay, people are going to take advantage of me, I'm bad, I'm not good enough, I'm unforgivable, people are out to get me, I must be in control, it's not fair. People must think well of me for me to be okay. I can't do it. I'm not capable. Others should do it for me. Wow. Did anybody listening to this not have one or two buttons pushed during that? I seriously doubt it. Those are the core wrong beliefs that we have that affect our life in a negative way. Let's look at some of the positive ones. I am lovable. I am significant. I'm whole. I'm a person of worth, regardless of my circumstances or what anybody else thinks. I have unbounded hope for the future. Wonderful things are in store for me. My future is not tied to the past. I am free. I'm always okay. Even though I'm always learning, growing, and getting better, I am satisfied and content right now. I love everyone. Everyone is different, but all have worth and value. I want more truth and love in my relationships. I am good, forgiven, clean, and built for love. I will receive all good things by surrendering to love and truth. I can lay down control. Life is not always fair, but fairness is overrated. I want love. I don't have to try to be someone I'm not in order to be loved. I will believe and live the truth of who I am. I am capable. I can do it. I don't have to get others to do it for me. I have a say over my life. Wow! Did that make you feel better like it did me just reading through those? Well, that's what we want, is to heal those destructive beliefs, to infuse the healthy ones. And I promise you, if you do that in just this category, you will never, ever, ever be the same. I'm reminded of a story of a young karate kid in Japan. I was told this story in chapel when I was a young boy by a visiting guy who did all kinds of cool karate stuff, and I never forgot it. And the story is that there was a young boy in Japan who was taking karate, and he was just starting, a white belt or something like that. And they had a program coming up, which they did frequently for all the parents to come and see what they were doing and cheer and celebrate and all that. And everyone had different things that they were going to do. And this one particular boy, the master pulled him aside and said, "This is the thing that you're going to do." And it was to break several concrete things of a certain thickness and all. I don't remember those details exactly, but he was going to break something. And he'd never done it. And the master didn't let him do it in practice, which was a little bit unusual, but told him, "You'll have no problem doing this. You have all the skills you need to do it." So the day of the exhibition came. Everybody did their stuff, and it was great. Everybody had a great time. And then at the very end, this young boy, 10 or 12 years old, came out and you know, lined up exactly like the master had told him he was going to do. There were the things that he was going to break. And he did exactly as he had been told, leaned into it, swung his hand, and sure enough, all of them broke, just like they were supposed to, just like the master had told him they would. Well, the master comes out, and he stops the entire proceedings, asks the boy to come up there by him, puts his arm around him, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you that what this young boy, just in the beginning stages of learning karate, just did, has never been accomplished before in history by me or any of the other great masters of the world." And everybody's kind of sitting there, you know, with their mouth hanging open. And he said, "The reason he was able to do this is because he believed without any reservation at all that he could." And that's the message today, is that any of you can do anything that you believe in without any reservation at all. And it reminds me of another story about Jesus who said the same thing. He said, if you believe without doubting at all, you can do anything. There will be nothing that will be impossible for you. So enough about that. This is a huge category. Let's move right on to the success codes for the I Can Do the Impossible Transforming Belief category.